Profile of John Lopez by Maria Lopez. Editor's note. In our call-out for information about our members over the age of 80, what a nugget this is. John Lopez served as president of the CCB from 1992 to 1994, an important 2 years in CCB history, and we are privileged to print this profile by the person most able to write it, his wife of 55 years and a former editor of this publication. John was born in 1930 in Loving, New Mexico. He became totally blind at the age of 9. He attended the New Mexico School for the Blind and became an accomplished pianist. The highlight of his graduation day was his piano performance of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. During his time in high school, he also participated in the school's Olympic wrestling team, winning the championship against New Mexico State's military wrestling team. Throughout his adult life, he taught music to blind and sighted students alike, and at the same time performed with several orchestras in many different environments while attending university to obtain his bachelor's degree. John came to California in 1950 to receive a guide dog and decided to stay here. He and I met in November 1959 while he was teaching at Braille Institute, and I became a student there. We married in June 1960. This year we will be celebrating our 55th anniversary. We enjoy our family of 4 children, 6 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. We became involved in the East Los Angeles community and in the California Council of the Blind in 1963 as co-founders of the East Los Angeles chapter, CCB, under the guidance of Tony Manino. For many years, John was president of this chapter while I was secretary or treasurer. At present, we still attend our beloved chapter's monthly meetings and are happy to see that we have very able younger leaders that have taken over. In the early 80s, John traveled to Puerto Rico together with Durward McDaniels on behalf of the ACB to help blind people get organized. They both also visited the industries of the blind workshops to improve the work environment for blind workers. For a long time, he was also involved in helping the youth in the community, speaking and counseling inmates in different detainment centers. One project that he never forgot was to donate blood to the Red Cross every year. In 1987, John became the first blind president of the Boyle Heights Lions Club, and in 1992, he was elected president of the CCB. Some of the accomplishments of his 2-year presidency of the CCB are known. While John was working, I was in charge of taking care of the children. When the kids became adults, I learned to play drums and accompanied him in some of his gigs. Also went back to college to finish my education. In 1992, I became the editor of the Blind Californian, a position that I kept for about 4 years. I also helped with the California Connection in Spanish for some time. Meanwhile, I had a full-time job in a printing company. Until my retirement, I was in charge of a bindery group where I was the only blind person. In 1993, I traveled to Mexico to represent the CCB and help blind people to start an organization there. During this trip, I learned that blind people in many countries are in great need of help because they do not have the materials and the support they need to get an education. For this reason, I decided to start the International Friendly Circle of the Blind, IFBC, the purpose of which was collecting materials for the blind here in the United States and distributing them to needy blind students in developing countries. Sometime after, I had to abandon this project because of the demands of my job. During our years together, John and I have accomplished some things that we can be proud about, but our biggest satisfaction comes from knowing that we brought up 4 responsible, honest, and wonderful children. John is now close to 85 years old, but in good health, and we are enjoying our retirement after many years of an active life.